Exercise 3 and 4. The CPU module consists of a central processor and its memory. The processor is responsible for doing all the necessary computations and data processing by accepting the inputs and producing appropriate outputs. Memory includes both ROM and RAM memories. The first one contains the operating system, driver, and application programs, whereas the second one stores user-written programs and working data. These PLCs use retentive memory to save user programs and data when the power supply breaks or fails, and to resume the execution of a user program once the power is restored. Thus, these PLCs do not need any use of a keyboard or monitor for reprogramming the processor each time. The retentive memory can be implemented with the use of lifelong batteries, EEPROM modules, and flash memory methods. In some modular PLCs, bus or rack is provided in the backplane of the circuit into which all the modules like CPU and other I/O modules are plugged to the corresponding slots. This bus enables the communication between CPU and I/O modules to send or receive the data. This communication is established by addressing the I/O modules according to the location from CPU module along the bus. The power supply modules supply the necessary power required for the whole system by converting the available AC power to DC power required for CPU and I/O modules. The output 5V DC drives the computer circuitry, and in some PLCs, 24V DC on the bus rack drives a few sensors and actuators. Input and output modules of the PLC allow to connect the sensors and actuators to the system to sense or control the real-time variables such as temperature, pressure flow, etc. These I/O modules vary in type, range, and capabilities, and some of these include digital I/O modules, analog I/O modules, and communication interface modules, CIM. The digital I/O modules are used to connect the sensors and actuator that are of digital nature, i.e. only for switch on and off purpose. These modules are available on both AC and DC voltages and currents with variable number of digital inputs and outputs. The analog I/O modules are used to connect the sensors and actuators that provide the analog electric signals. Inside these modules, an analog-to-digital converter is used to convert the analog-to-digital data. This module's number of channels availability can also be varied depending on the application. The CIMs are intelligent I/O modules that exchange the information between a CPU and a communication network. These are used for communicating with other PLCs and computers that are placed at a remote distance.